Over 10 million American residential properties are underwater, tied to mortgages valued higher than the homes, apartments, or condos are actually worth. That's a big issue for the economy and for many voters. So far, though, it hasn't featured much in the presidential campaign, which could be because both sides say there's no easy fix to the problem. In our series called Solve This, we're looking at what the campaigns are promising to do. Here's NPR's Yuki Noguchi.
Kathy Busby and her husband co-owned a realty office in Denver, Colorado, when they bought their house in 2006. The next year, the market for houses dried up, leaving them with little income as their house lost value. Did you consider yourself upper middle class or upper class before this all happened?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, what do you consider yourself?
Poverty level.
The presidential debates come to Busby's hometown tomorrow, and she says she's just one of many voters in swing states who say they want better housing solutions out of Washington. She says her lender offered three separate loan modifications, only to rescind each one, even though she says she signed and paid everything required. Busby says she and her husband also spent countless hours trying to help some 50 other Denver families negotiate with banks to get their mortgages modified. Not one of those attempts was successful.
I'll tell you what I learned. It doesn't make any difference what you do. These banks never had any intentions of really modifying loans.
Now, obviously, some banks did modify loans, and some can prove it. But lots of people share Busby's view that as an industry, there wasn't much of an effort. The Obama administration has tried, through a variety of programs, to encourage the modification of loans, offering banks both incentives and penalties in order to do so. In the last year, the administration has pushed for more loan forgiveness. It's backing a bill in Congress that would reduce fees for refinancing. Speaking in February in Virginia, another swing state, President Obama unveiled a refinancing program for those who are underwater but still current on payments.
Too many families haven't been able to take advantage of the low rates because falling prices locked them out of the market. They were underwater, made more difficult for them to refinance.
Michael Barr is a University of Michigan law professor, a former Treasury official, and a surrogate for the Obama campaign. He says since President Obama took office, 16 million homeowners have refinanced and another 5 million have modified their loans, either through a government or bank program. In a second term, Barr says the president would both fine-tune existing programs and ensure the new Dodd-Frank financial regulations create a strong safeguard for future homeowners.
There is no silver bullet. There are lots of things that need to get done. Each homeowner's circumstance is somewhat different, and trying to figure out how to get them help is, I think, a more complicated and difficult task than would be reflected in a bullet point or a soundbite.
Last fall, in an interview with the Las Vegas Review-Journal, Mitt Romney seemed to dismiss the government's efforts to modify loans.
Don't try and stop the foreclosure process. Let it run its course and hit the bottom, allow investors to buy homes, put renters in them, fix the homes up, and let it turn around and come back up.
Former Republican Congressman Rick Lazio is a spokesman on housing for the Romney campaign. He says Romney would not abandon modification or refinancing programs, but he would focus more on rolling back new financial regulations, as well as winding down mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, a process the Obama administration has already begun.
In our view, President Obama's response to the mortgage crisis has been slow, confused, and largely ineffective.
Lazio says Romney's fix for housing goes beyond specific policy prescriptions.
Job in the economic picture is overwhelmingly the most important part of the solution.
Urban Institute President Sarah Rosen-Wortel says so far the campaigns have a lot more in common than their rhetoric suggests.
Many of the most interesting questions are places where neither candidate has laid out their direction.
Questions about government's role in the housing sector, from regulating access to credit, for example, to whether to eliminate the popular but expensive mortgage interest deduction. Questions that may not affect the immediate term, but could affect how the housing sector will function for years to come. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.